Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Within, within, that is our theme for this month. We are looking within, to the world within, to what's happening in our lives based on what's happening in our minds and in our consciousness. So welcome. We're glad you're here. We're here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. So because you're that opportunity for life to appear, and that's all it wants from any of us, then we know and celebrate who you are. We know you as an expression of the divine, an expression of life. Because when we use that word life, we talk about in the ultimate sense that life that is the divine energy and power within us. So we know you as an individual expression of that life. And if nothing else you get from today, if you can tap into just a moment of awareness and feeling that sense of my life that I am living in this moment is God's life as me, as the life as me, then you will have benefited greatly, because it will shift how you think about yourself. See, and that's what we're about here. We're about change. We're about transformation. We're about living and knowing more of the truth of spirit, the truth of spirituality, both from a theological and a scientific perspective, in order to bring greater living and greater truth to all of us. We're glad you're here. We celebrate who you are. We believe in you, and we believe in your power to heal, your power to grow, and your power to transform yourself. And in so transforming to a greater sense of good, a greater sense of truth and power and awareness, bringing a greater transformation to the world. That's really what we're all about. So thank you for being here. Listen up while we tell you a little more about what we believe and what we teach in our declaration. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So as we consider our beliefs, as we consider our thoughts, the good news is you've already heard some new ideas, perhaps, and some good ideas for yourself. Now, I invite you to listen as our practitioner of the day, Judy Ailey, shares a little more. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Bob. Welcome, everybody. Happy February. When I was thinking about today's theme of inner life, brought to mind the idea of how I look at the world around me is set in place by my inner beliefs, and what I think inside does reflect on the outside. So with how things appear in the world around us these days, I wanted to share with you a reading that I just keep coming back to. It's very helpful for me to be able to see the outer world from a better place, from this inner knowing. This was written by Ernest Holmes right around the time of World War II, and it's entitled A Prayer for World Peace. So here we go. I know there is but one mind, which is the mind of God, in which all people live and move and have their being. I know there is a divine pattern for humanity, and within this pattern, there is infinite harmony and peace, cooperation, unity, and mutual helpfulness. I know that the mind of humankind, being one with the mind of God, shall discover the method, the way, and the means best fitted to permit the flow of divine love between individuals and nations. Thus, harmony, peace, cooperation, unity, and mutual helpfulness are experienced by all. I know there will be a free interchange of ideas, of cultures, of spiritual concepts, of ethics, of educational systems, and scientific discoveries, for all good belongs to all alike. I know that because divine mind has created us all, we are bound together in one infinite and perfect unity. I know that all people and all nations will remain individual but unified for the common purpose of promoting peace, happiness, harmony, and prosperity. I know that deep within each person, the divine pattern of perfect peace is already implanted. I now declare that in each person and in leaders of thought everywhere, this divine pattern moves into action and form, to the end that all nations and all people will live together in peace, harmony, and prosperity forever. And so it is. If you will take a moment now to join with me in a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer, just allow yourself to become comfortable and to take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths to allow yourself to be fully present right here in this moment right now. And as I do that, I bring my awareness to the truth that there is only one presence. There is only one power. There is only one goodness. There is only one life. And please accept this for yourself as I do this in the first person. I know that I am immersed in this perfect presence of life, that I am filled with the harmony of the universe, that I am exist, that I exist in the mind of God, and that this goodness, this love, this prosperity, this vibrant health, this all-knowingness, this ever-present love fills me with all that I need. And I'm totally immersed in it. I'm totally connected to it. I am never separated from this presence of goodness, this presence of love. So as I just sink into that knowing, I know that the truth of me, the truth of my world, is that all is well. And I take this time in my own inner self to know this in a deeper and deeper way. I know that the truth of me in my inner life, as I know these things, they do outpicture for myself in my world. So I know for myself that I can let any burdens of worry or fear or confusion just melt away. I am not carrying those things around with me. I let those go and instead know that this power, this perfect presence, this divine love, this infinite harmony of life has it all under control. So I just let go of any worry or any burden that I may be carrying. I know that the truth of myself is that this divine presence loves me, guides me, and directs me in all of my life. I know that I make great choices for myself, that the truth of me is vibrant health in every single way, that this is my natural state of being, and that I am completely loved and guided and supported in this, in my life. I know that the truth of me is divine love, and that I am in the right place at the right time to express the love that is in within me in all of my relationships. I meet new people. I have those perfect connective relationships that are just right for me. I know that divine abundance and opulence is the truth of who I am, that this perfect power and presence expresses through me as divine abundance, as great goodness of all kinds. And I just allow this goodness to flow into my life right here and right now. I know that I am filled with new ideas, that perfect opportunities to express new creative ideas, right employment, that all of these things are mine now, that this is the truth of who I am. So I am just grateful for this. I just turn away from any idea that I am not supported, any idea that I am separated in any way from this presence, from this power, from this love, that this is the truth. Today, I listen to this message. I take it into my heart and know that as I transform my inner self and my inner belief and my inner expectation to know the truth of who I am as a deserving, loving outlet for this presence in the world, I know that this is who I am. So I'm just so grateful for this. I release this treatment now, knowing that it is so, and so it is. All right. Thank you all. And now we have music. We are going to be listening to God Within Me, performed by Denise Rozier. Thanks, everybody.
So if you listen to that song carefully, then you've heard my talk. And if you need a repeat, then hang on, because I'm going to talk about it in a little different way, perhaps. You know, the whole theme today is the inner world, the inner life. And we're starting this month with this idea of can you see God within you? Which is an interesting concept that when I hear it and think about it from a philosophical and theological standpoint, I can get my head around it a little bit. Depends on the day. Some days I think about it, I think, holy Moses, there's no way. Hopefully God's not here listening and paying attention to what I'm thinking right now or what I've been doing or what how I've been reacting or responding. But most days it's a sweet idea that I like and that gives me some peace and gives me some comfort. But it's dependent upon the idea that I carry, that I believe in, about what God is. And I will tell you, for the first many, many years of my life, first half of my life probably, God was not something that was within me. It was something that was out there, a great energy, a great power, a great creative force that would be present within me when it was present, when I felt its presence. And wasn't there when I didn't, and was dependent a lot on my behavior and what I believed to be going on in a given moment. It was not dependent on a constant. Now that changed a lot. So in those days when I first started hearing this idea of God within me, can you really see it, hear it, know it, feel it, experience it? I thought, yeah, right. No, I can't. Because it's not here. It's out there. So for a long time, anytime I heard the G word, the God word, my mind went immediately to an out there thought and expression. And if you think about it, we are completely immersed in ideas of a transcendent God, a God that's outside of us, an energy and a power that is the creator that created us and then is somehow still separate from us. And we have to get the right bridge connection in order to get the connection to it. And then it sort of infuses us with something like God energy called Holy Spirit. But then I began to recognize that there's another layer, there's another way to look at all of this. And what I began to see was that God within me is about not so much within me as I am within it. When I think about this, the physical life, the science of where and what, where we live and how we live, you know, the quantum physicists are looking closer and closer and deeper into the reality of life and into what makes things happen and what the really minute on the basic, most basic level of energy and life that we all share. What we discover is that at that level, we are all part of one singularity, a single expression of energy and information. And we are each points of energy and information within that. Like a great, if you can imagine a great energy field or light field with places in it that are concentrated more than others. And each of those little points of concentration are us, are each of us, and are each aspect of creation as we know it, each thing that appears to be physical in the world that is basically not physical. And it is energy held together in relationship to other energies. That's really what form is about. This is really what the solid chair you're sitting on is, mostly empty space. You are mostly empty space, which is a relief to me when people call me an airhead. But the real truth here is about recognizing that as a reality of the science of us, and that this creative energy can be understood as the infinite expression of that. That when we talk about God, we're talking about this universal field of energy and information in which everything is created, in which everything takes shape and form. And the more closely we look at it and deeply we go in it, some physicists are starting to call that something consciousness. So, and it's hard to get these other images out of our head sometimes, but it's really important to begin to see that here and now, I am no more and no less than a point of energy and information for all of that infinite something to move through me in a particular way. So when it comes time to start looking at what is the, can I see God within me? One of the things that helped me with make this shift back in the day, and still does whenever my mind falls back into old patterns of duality and separation, is to ask myself the question, can I see the good in me? Because the difference between those two is just one zero, one goose egg, or one O, not a zero, one O. And that is between God and good. So can you see the good in you? Because if you can see the good in you, then you are looking at experiencing, expressing, feeling the goodness of God, the good of God showing up as you. It's there in you. So I think about all of the qualities of what it means to be human. I think about the idea that the one thing that stands out so strongly for me in recognition of the good in me is when I think of those people I love. When I think of the things I love, the experiences I love. I don't mean just kind of like, I mean really love. Think of my granddaughter, her energy, her life, her excitement, my grandson and his quiet, calm steadiness with all kinds of things going underneath the surface that you don't ever hear about much. But it's there and it's live and I love them. As when my grandchildren were born, as I tell many people who are having their first grandchild, you're about to fall in love all over again. And our children and our families. For those of us who haven't had that child experiences, there are things you have birthed into life that you love as much and as deeply and as joyfully. You know, some of the folks I know and appreciate really love their sports teams. I don't get it, but they do. So go for it. Whatever, wherever you can feel and experience love, expand it. Let it grow. Because as you are aware of the love in your life, the love that you feel, you are aware of the presence of good and God as the same thing. You know, another part of us humans is being creative. Man, I love to create new things. I don't mean necessarily manufacture, because manufacturing is when you make something out of something else. But creative is when you start with nothing and bring something into shape and form. You create a new idea, you create a new world, you create a new way of being. I've had the joy of helping to create community all around the country in various times and places and around different themes and ideas. And you get the idea of it, and you get what you want to bring forward into the world. And then people start to show up. It's amazing. I get a real clear image of what I'm creating, and people show up to join me in it. Or they invite me to join with them in it. It's phenomenal. And when that creativity is happening in me, whether it's with Lynn painting an amazing portrait or picture, or someone else who loves photography, or someone else who simply loves to write and create new ideas and express them as clearly as they can in print, or in movies, or in all those other things, whatever is creative in you. I love creating new versions of old Southern recipes. Try to get a little more health into it, and a little less lard, frankly. And that creative thought about how to do that and where it comes from is fun and exciting. When you're being creative, when you're doing that, that is God in you. That is the good in you expressing and showing up in you. And it has to be in you first. It always is in you first, whether you recognize it or not. But the recognition of it needs to be within us. Connection. Often people refer to this something, this energy, this power as light. There's light within me. You are the light of the world, Jesus said. He didn't say you got to go out and try to do something, become the light. Didn't say you got to jump through a bunch of hoops and sign it on the dotted line and fill out a bunch of paperwork to become the light of the world. You are it already. And when you recognize the light within you, the light of truth, the light of awareness, the aha moments, my goodness, we all have those. Watching a show or watching a movie and suddenly an idea about yourself that you've been plagued with maybe for a while just falls into place. I'm in a process right now working with some folks to dig a little deeper into my why. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I living the way I'm living? Why do I make the choices I make? Not from a judgmental standpoint, but from wanting to know more deeply what this life within me is trying to express and wanting to express. Yeah. I stand joyfully and freely in that. And I've had some questions about it and been puzzling about it. And the other day, at the end of a silly TV show that I was watching that I love, because it's just mindless stuff and it's funny and it's the characters are all likable. And right at the end of one of them, the character said something about going home and where home is, which for him was back to England. For me, it's wherever I am. When my heart is fully open and connected to the people, things around me. And I went, there's a big piece of my why right there. Why is about building home wherever I am and being home wherever I am. And that why, that push for creating something new and different and bringing the light of my awareness to it, that's God within me. That's good within me that's showing up. And the other really obvious one is joy. What do you find is fun? What makes you giggle? What makes you laugh? What brings you that sense of, life is good and rich and fun and wonderful? Brings you joy. Now, this all happens in a kind of everydayness. You know, this is not like the old real religious movies where suddenly the truth shows up and the music goes up and the lights flash and the thunder rolls and all these things happen, which are just symbols on the outside of maybe something more powerful happening inside for an individual. No, it's much more simple than that. There isn't a special kind of love that's separate from the love that you feel. There isn't a divine love that's any different or separate from the love that you feel for all the things you care for and love. And the really important thing is it has to start with you. It has to start with me. To start with the awareness of it within myself. Doesn't end there, but it starts there. Now, it is true. There will come moments of inspiration where you walk into a place or you go to a place or you experience something in a moment that is just so alive and connected and focused, and you feel so alive that it feels like some kind of spiritual shift or change or transformation. That's very real. And we experience God in those times and places within us. But in between those, we also experience presence in God within us. The psalmist said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me." The thou that is with us is that life within us that's always present. It's not some special something we have to be injected with. It's already there to be recognized. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death is life. Those of us living on the planet are walking between within the shadow of death. There's a shadow. It's coming for us. We're all in our time on this planet, but there is, then we discover that there is no death. Not really. So as we walk in the shadow of it, though, we have the awareness of this presence within us that is simple and is nothing more profound than life itself, and is as profound as life itself. When we think of ourselves as light, we think of this as coming into us as light. There are also those times where we realize that we realize that we aren't shining as brightly as we could. We look at the world and what's happening, and we perhaps get frightened, get angry, get frustrated, get upset. All of that stuff where we see that something outside of us as being bad or wrong or not good enough or lifeless. And when that happens, what is really happening there is that we are dimming our own awareness, our own light. We are dimming our own experience of life and being alive. With fear, with beliefs in separateness, beliefs that anything in our universe, since we are all part of it, that anything in it could be against us. I love the line that that we do not see things as they are, but we see as we are. If you are carrying a lot of hurt and pain and victimhood and have been through horrible experiences, perhaps, then it's very easy to see the world out there as we are, as being victimized, as being in pain, as being angry, as being hurt. But if you can also know that there's more to you than all of that, that life itself is still pulsing through you and carrying you to the next day and the next day and the next day, then when you look out there, you also see, with all that's going on in the world right now, there is still life. There is still goodness. There is still creativity. There is still forgiveness. There is still shift and change that can happen. See, what we're looking at, we're looking with. That's what that means. What we see out there is really looking through our own lens. You know what that's like. You just keep seeing things the same way. And with that, definitely, the universe as we know it, the world as we know it, responds back to us with the same energy. So we look with hate, we get hate back. We put forward ideas that some particular group or part of the life that is ours is wrong and evil. People love to throw that word around these days. I love the old thing I learned in the Baptist church. Evil is just live spell backwards. That's all it is. It's just living backwards. It's getting things mixed up. It isn't that there's no life, that there's no goodness, that there's no godness within people. It's just it gets turned around and twisted out of fear and out of frustration and concern. And out of some belief that there is some ultimate power that could harm them. There's only one. There's only one. And one's enough. Because that one is allowing us to create out of it, with it, through it, the very best of who we are, the very best of what life has to offer. So what do? When those times come, get back on the horse, as they say. Stop and count to 10 and take a breath. Don't give up. Because when you do that, what is the automatic reset in your life will happen. The automatic reset is to peace. The automatic reset is to the awareness of the goodness of life flowing through you. And all we have to do is stop for a minute and breathe, be quiet and quiet down our fearful chatter minds who are just doing what they're designed to do, which is help us through this crazy world and protect us when needed. But when we recognize that we don't need protection, it can go quiet, and then we can hear and feel and experience all of that goodness in a greater and more powerful way. There's a great story that I love and have used many times. The little kid who gets frightened at night and jumps up and runs into his parents' bedroom, jumps in bed with his mom crying, and he snuggles up and she gives him comfort and he gets calmed down and she takes him back to the bedroom and puts him back to bed. And about 10 minutes later, he's right back in bed with her. She explains to him again, you know, you're safe, you're comfortable, God is with you. You're always in that protected, wonderful space. You know, God can't harm you, wouldn't allow anything to harm you. It takes care of the monsters in the closet, all of that. Takes the little boy back to bed, and he didn't last long this time either. Back in bed, and mom starts her description and conversation again. And the little boy says, "But mommy, I need God with some skin on it." See, that's what we are. And that's what we can be to one another. Because as we recognize this in ourselves, we can see it and experience it and more deeply honor it in one another. We are God with skin on it to each other. So when you love, love big and loud. When you create, create freely and openly and with the biggest, loudest, fartheristic possibility of its expression. When you find peace, be in the peace at its deepest and let the joy simply permeate everything in you. Because you're wonderful. So am I. And so it is. So join me, if you will, for just a few moments of that deep breath, that joy within. Letting all the chitter chatter stop. Let yourself feel, if you can, that swirl of love, of peace, of harmony. Oftentimes when we close our eyes and get quiet, we feel larger than our bodies. We can feel ourselves, our conscious awareness of the air around us, the feelings around us. You can feel the energies that are happening in the world. That's not some magic or special gift. We all have it. So just take a moment and reach out with your awareness and open your heart and your mind to allow the very best ideas you have of yourself to bubble to the surface. Those things you know make you special, that maybe you're a little afraid to even speak out loud. And the God within me speaks to the God within you to tell you, you are God's beloved, in whom it is well pleased, always has been, always will be. And so it is. Thank you so much for letting me have this time with you, for sharing. You know, we're here doing this because we believe in it, because we know that positive, good ideas need all the support and expression they can ever have. So we put it forth into the world. We envision a world that works for everyone. all creation. We provide spiritual tools for that. So I invite you to join us with this, to join us by supporting us financially and by understanding who and what we are. And we will have a thing in place very soon for you to join us. Meanwhile, hear from our treasurer, the wonderful Vance Blue.
Thank you, Dr. Bob, for that wonderful talk this morning, the inner expression of life. So, like Dr. Bob said, to contribute to this spiritual work, this great spiritual work that we do, if you would, you go to cslmidtown.org/donate. You can sign up for ongoing giving if you want a regular donation program or one-time giving, all of that, or use the QR code on your screen. So say with me our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. On to announcements.
Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book. Every Sunday, 12 noon Sundays, a community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website.
All right, indeed. Well, thank you for being with us today. And as we close, I remind you of who you are and where you are. You are an expression of the divine living in a unified field of energy and information called the spiritual universe. And it's just as ordinary as the next time you sneeze to clear something out. So join me if you will. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you next time.